Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today, I want to dedicate the shiur, Le'ilui Nishmas, I'm not going to be able to even say it, Nachman Daniel Ben Yibadel Chaim Tov Maruchim Aryeh Tzvi, in the Levaya that I'm sure we all witnessed yesterday. There were so many things that were important lessons and that were very touching and that were very moving. One of the themes that were mentioned by a few people, by Rav Neuberger and others, is particularly how Dani used to love to go to shul and was very quick to go to shul, was early in shul, even as a very young child. So there's something that came up in today's Daf Yomi, and considering that Dani's father is part of our Daf Yomi Chevra, at least virtually, there's something about today's Daf Yomi that I thought was a good topic to discuss when it comes to going to shul. The Gemara in today's Daf, in Yuma Daf Chav Beis, the Mishnah says that the practice used to be that in order to decide who performs the Trumas Hadash in the Beis HaMikdash each day, Ratzin Va'olin Bekevesh, that they would run up the ramp of the Mizbeach and call a Kodem Eschaveru Barba Amos Sacha, and whoever got to the Dalet Amos at the top of the Mizbeach first, he was the one that wins and he gets to take the Trumas Hadash. So the idea of running in the Beis HaMikdash. So I want to talk a little bit about running to shul, running from shul, and running in shul. That's going to be the discussion for today. So first of all, the Rishonim are bothered by the question of how that could be even permissible in light of the halach of lo salu b'mal lo sal mizbechi, that you're not allowed to walk up in large steps on the mizbech, which teaches that they had to walk ekev b'tzad godel. You're not even allowed to take a psia gasa up the mizbeach. So how could it possibly be that they were allowed to run? So Tos Yishanim and Tos Sarash both ask this question, and they give two answers. First, they answer that prior to beginning the Avodah, they were permitted to run. The whole list of Losala B'mal, Losal Mizbechi is only once the Avodah started, but this is before the Avodah, so they were allowed to run. Milchas Chinuch Mitzvah Memal says that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, this cannot possibly be the correct answer, because the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the Isra of taking broad steps on the Mizbeach or up to the Mizbeach applies to both men and women. So if you're going to tell me that the Isser applies only b'shas avoda and not shalom b'shas avoda, how's it shaykh that applies to women? For women, it's always shalom b'shas avoda. Women are not able to do the avoda. So the Rishonim suggests a different answer, that running doesn't really mean running. It just means that they would walk in tiny steps, but at a rapid pace. It was Ekev B'tzad Godel, the heel right in front of the big toe, but in a rapid pace as opposed to doing it very slowly. Interestingly, the Rambam, the first paragraph of Hilchos HaBechira, Halacha Yud Zayin, only mentions the Isser to go up steps to the Mizbeach, but not the Isser of Psia Gasa, though he does mention it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Yireim in Simon Shin Yir Aleph says that Ekev B'tzad Godel is Lav Dafka, as we see from the fact that they ran up the Mizbeach. Now, leaving the discussion of Psia Gasa aside, which is the major discussion of the Rishonim, the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari, in the Sefer Gvuras Ari, is bothered by a more fundamental kasha. He says, how could they ever run in the Beis HaMikdash? It's disrespectful to run in a Makom Kadosh. You're not allowed to run in a shul. You're certainly not allowed to run in a Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Mishmur and Sim Tzadi Sivkat Mem Aleph quotes from the Magen Avram that Beis HaKnesses Atzma Asur Larutz Eliyelich Beema. You're not allowed to run. You have to walk with a certain sense of fear, a certain sense of trepidation. And this aligns beautifully with what the Mishmur writes in his Hakdama to Simin Mem Vav, where he says that even though a person is supposed to run on his way to shul, which we'll discuss in a moment, the Mishmur writes Kodem Bo'o LeBeis HaKnesses. Before you walk into the Beis HaKnesses, Ba'od Shua Dayin B'Chatzar, when you're still in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, Yomar B'Beis HaLukim Nahalich B'Ragesh, a person should say to himself and remind himself that we have to go in with a sense of feeling, with a sense of inspiration when we go into the Beis HaLukim. Because of the Beis HaKnesses, when you walk in, Yamtin, wait a little bit, V'yishama'at, V'yomar, and say, V'ani B'Rav Chastecha Avo V'Secha Shtach V'Lechol Katshecha B'Yirasecha, and then V'acharkach, meaning a person has to go into a Beis HaKnesses with a sense of mindfulness. If a person is just running in off the street and they walk in like his, if you'll pardon the reference, you make a Kramer entrance, for those Seinfeld fans out there, into the Beis HaKnesses, that is entirely inappropriate. A person has to walk in having reminded himself of what it is he's about to do, and therefore you walk in deliberately. On the other hand, the Gemara Brachos Dav Vavam Beis teaches us that Hayotze mi Beis HaKnesses, al yafsiya psiya gasa, that when you go out of shul, You're not supposed to take a big step. A person's not supposed to run out of shul because it gives the impression that shul is a burden for him. Amra baye lo amra elu lemepak. Avalemeal mitzvah lemirhat. Shnemer nirdifol adasas Hashem. That's only when leaving shul, but on the way to shul is a mitzvah to run. The Gemara even adds, Amra bizeira me reishkev chazinu lul rabban de karati lepirka. It used to be when I would see the rabbanan running to the base medrash for Shabbata on Shabbos. Amino kamechali rabban Shabbata. I used to say the Rabbanan are being Mechal Shabbos. But Kimin de Shemana Lahad Rabbi Tanchum Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Lo Olam Yaretzadim Ledvar Halacha Vafilu B'Shabbos. But once I heard that which Rabbi Tanchum said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, they should always run to a Dvar Halacha even on Shabbos. Shemar Achrei Hashem Yelchu Karya Yishag Anonamirina. Not only do I not criticize the people who do it, I do it too. I also run. So two things emerge from this Gemara, other than the fact that you're supposed to run to shul and not supposed to run away from shul, and that is that running is not only appropriate when going to shul, but we're going to any dvar mitzvah, it sounds like, because lepirka is not shul, lepirka is the shir, it's a base medrash that they were going to. Also, you see, the second thing you see is that running to shul is even appropriate on Shabbos. That not only is it appropriate to do during the week, but even on Shabbos, when you're otherwise not supposed to be posei psia gasa, but when it comes to going to shul, you're supposed to be running. So let's talk a little bit about running to shul. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Sadi Sifyud Beis Paskins, mitzvah larutz kishaholich lebeis haknesses, v'chein lechol dvar mitzvah. You should run to shul or to any dvar mitzvah. Afilu be Shabbos asul so psia gasa. Even on Shabbos, when you're normally not allowed to take a psia gasa, but when you're leaving shul, it's aser to run. The chida in Avodas Hakodesh, Mora Be'etzba Os Samach Dalid, writes that there is something you have to keep in mind though when you're running to shul, and that is Yizdaris Ma'od Leilich LeBeis Hakneses V'Yarutz Ba'Alichas Beis Hakneses V'Akol BeYishuv Shelo Yachshil Roav She'al Igualav. Don't look like a lunatic. If you run around looking like a lunatic, then everyone's going to look at you and say that the person's a chassid shota. No one's going to, it's not going to inspire people to a greater sense of avodas Hashem. When you walk to shul with purpose, it doesn't necessarily mean run, with purpose, with alacrity, showing that you're interested and you want to get there, you're not just moseying along. That's what you're supposed to do, to make it look like you have somewhere to be and that there's somewhere important that you need to be going to, but not to just running and be running around like a lunatic. That's not a good idea. Mishabura says, like, for example, not to stop in the street to talk to your friend on the way to shul, because that demonstrates a lack of excitement. Normally, if you see your friend but you have a plane to catch, you say, great to see you, I'm so sorry, I got to get to my plane, I got to get to the airport, I'm running late. So when you're on your way to shul, the same type of thing, I'd love to see you, it's so wonderful to talk to you, but davening starts in 3 minutes, I have to be there, or davening starts in 10 minutes, and I have to be there. Rav Shechter often likes to say that if you come on time to shul, you're already late. You need to come early in order to be able to catch up, because most of the shuls daven so fast. How are you ever going to say all the karbanos if you don't come a little bit early? So a person needs to come early in order to really be on time. So the question is, what is this din about running to shul? Is it about getting there more quickly, or is it about an outward demonstration of excitement for a shul? Couple of nafkaminas. Should you start running as soon as you leave your house, or only when you get close to shul? So if it's about getting there earlier, so as soon as you leave your house, if you run the whole way, you'll get there earlier. But if it's about showing that that you're excited about going to shul, so no one knows when you're leaving your house where you're going, but as you get closer to the shul, where it's more obvious where you're headed, that's where the halacha should start. In Shulchan HaTorah Siv Zayin, he says only when you get close to shul. In fact, the Mishpura Siv Tzadi Siv Kad Mem quotes that the Prisha says the same, that Iker Aritza Yia Kishabas Samuch LeBeis HaKnesses Disham Min Karu Shos L'Shem Mitzvah Beis HaKnesses. That primarily the running should be when you get close to shul, because then it's recognizable that you're doing it L'Shem the Beis HaKnesses. However, the Mishpura adds, Prima Gadim points out that for Shachris, if you happen to not daven in the same shul every day, so you bring home your talis and tefillin with you each day, you don't leave them in a shul, in a cubby or something, so you're carrying your talis and tefillin with you, so everyone knows where you're going if you're carrying your talis and tefillin with you, and therefore you should run as soon as you leave your house when you're going to the shul. You should start running then, because it's already minkar. The other nafkamina in this chakira is it better to drive? Meaning, let's say I could drive to shul and get there much, much faster, or I could run to shul and show my excitement by running. By driving, I can't show any excitement. Driving is driving. So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about this in Chelik Yud Beis, Simin Yud Zayin. And he says that you should specifically park at some distance so that you can run, so that you can engage in running. And he points out that it may not be totally in this chakira, meaning the chakira that we gave. Is it about showing excitement, or is it about Or is it about getting to shul early? There's a third possibility, he says, and it's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the back of Maseches Brachos. Not to get there sooner, not to demonstrate to others that you are excited, but rather, says Rabbeinu Yonah, b'da'ayil mitzvah l'mirat shenemar neida nirdefa l'dasas Hashem. Kolomar, kishe nirdefa nizka liyediyah shekol advarim tzrichim hiskadmos v'aradifa b'kan hu hakdama shemitoch hakdamos rather tzrichim hakdama. It's to self-inspire. It's not to demonstrate to other people that you're excited, but to inspire yourself to realize the greatness of what you're about to engage in encountering the Ribbono Shel Olam in his bayis. The Leket HaKemach HaChadosh, now that we've discussed going to shul, let's talk about running out of shul. So Leket HaKemach HaChadosh in Siman Tzadi, Ospei Aleph, says that in addition to not running out of shul, one should also not stand at the entrance of shul in order to be able to sneak out. Some people don't want to go too far from the door. It's like dangerous for them if they're too far from the door, because then they won't be able to get out quickly. They want to be able to get out quickly. So that's not supposed to be the attitude. That's what the Gemara says in Brachos, that you're supposed to be nichnas dalet amos into the Beis HaKnesses. You shouldn't be within the dalet amos of the door. If you're within the dalet amos of the door, you're expressing too much of an excitement to be able to get out. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Mem Gimel and Siman Tzadi says that im yotzei al menas lachzor mitzvah laretz kedei lachzor maher. If you're just going out for a minute to grab something and you need to get a tissue, you need to do something, you need to whatever, you need to go out to do something for a minute, so then you could run out of shul, because the point is that you're trying to get back as soon as you possibly can. Similarly, im yotzim beis hakenas le beis hamedrash kedei lilmud Torah, it's okay, because you're running from one mitzvah to the other. It is possible, though, that only applies to learning Torah, as opposed to other mitzvahs. Meaning the Gemara only said it about learning Torah, that you're allowed to run out of shul to go learn Torah, or that there's a mitzvah to go run to learn Torah, because by Torah, every single second is another opportunity to learn Torah. So if I don't get to learning Torah now, and I only get there in 5 minutes from now, that's 5 minutes that are irretrievable for the rest of my life. They'll never come back, those 5 minutes. So that's by Talmud Torah. When it comes to other mitzvahs, it could be, so I'll do the mitzvah 5 minutes later, so it's not as much of an emergency, meaning the mitzvah is only going to be done once, and it's not going to make a difference if I do 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later. One raya from that is from Avram Avinu. One raya against that, though, is by Avram Avinu. He ran to greet the Malachim, even though he was talking to Hashem. That was not Talmud Torah. He was going to greet the Malachim whenever he was going to greet them, and yet you see that even running away from an audience with the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to do another mitzvah, that would be permissible. We should always be zocha to be able to, in good health, to be able to run to shul and spend and appreciate our time in shul and walk away slowly from the shul and appreciate every moment that we have to be able to be misdabek with the Shechina. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you.